So you were on to Apollo 14, and then you transferred to Apollo 16?
Yes, backup crew.
You thought you were eventually going to move along and eventually fly Apollo. Then there was a headline which stated,
18, 19, and 20 were canceled.
How disappointing that had to be for you.
Yeah. We had just finished a week of a geological survey in New Mexico and Arizona. Fred Hayes was going to be our commander. I was going to be the one that orbited the moon.
And so you were disappointed and you probably wondered, what now?
Well, that's it. About a week after this happened, Deke called Jerry and me and Ed Gibson, says, well, you're not going to fly on Apollo. How would you like to fly on Skylab? And we all said, yes, we'll take it. It's only action left.
So then you began 3 years of training.
Yes. We were taught solar physics so we could operate the solar observatory. We knew just enough to stay out of trouble. Some of the equipment was hard to use in the observatory. We'll give you an example. We had a white light coronagraph. The corona is what you can see during time of solar eclipse, okay? It's the only time you can see it because otherwise it's washed out by the brilliance of the sun. But when the moon comes right in front of the disk, you can take pictures of that corona. They started taking pictures of the corona in like 1830-something. And the sum total accumulated pictures of the corona were something like 80 hours. When you put your hand out and blot out the sun, then you can see the corona. It becomes visible. We learned an awful lot from those coronagraphs, the corona pictures. In fact, we're still learning. The corona is important because it also gives us indications of changes in Earth weather. Here's the deal. It took over 20 years to fathom this out. As a matter of fact, there are ways to know when a mass ejection is going to occur. This is where tons, hundreds of tons of hydrogen are blown off the surface of the sun. Hmm. As far as predicting an effect on Earth, it was problematic. We just didn't know how to do it. But just about 5 years ago, I think, they finally noticed that when these coronal mass ejections occur, that there would be a sort of a halo around the sun. If you can see that, then you know where it's coming. It's coming toward us. Otherwise, it's being spewed out into the solar system, and you don't know where it's going to end up, and then you can track it after a while and so forth. But the thing that was really important was that when they noticed that this sort of halo was generated, that meant you're looking down the gun barrel. And so that way they know when we have to pacify the satellites and protect them and make sure that you don't expose expensive equipment to this particular phenomenon. That was really a big breakthrough when they knew that it was coming. This, if you have people in space, not the best thing in the world, but the fact is you can take automated satellites and you can pacify them, turn them off or whatever, so that it doesn't ruin the innards of the equipment, because that stuff is really nasty.